B-Pod Studios.
Contribute that I have the player. Why would I boo him because he's had success elsewhere and now he's wearing my uniform and because he is a higher leading scorer than Allen Iverson was?
Right.
Career. Because he's not going to beat Iverson's record as a Sixer because they're not going to be here long enough or in their prime to do it. I think it's silly.
They're fans of Kobe. Like, Kobe's their guy.
Okay, but it's no assault against Kobe. They're being short-sighted. It's L.A. It's L.A., Anthony, is what it is. It's these fake boobs out there, and it's all about where you're at and what you're seeing.
Fake boobs.
Yeah, they're plastic people. They have no substance. So they take it as an affront to Kobe because LeBron's been a greater player over his career than Kobe. And they're pissed because they didn't have LeBron his whole career, and they had Kobe. No, they love Kobe.
I don't think they're pissed that they didn't have LeBron. I think they just love
Kobe. Well, they're pissed because the Lakers stink now because they got LeBron at the wrong time.
I would agree with you. I'm just saying that they love Kobe.
Yeah. No, I think
The way we love all our sacred cows.
Well, I'm not breaking any news here, but L.A.'s a bit shallow. Mentally, everything.
I don't know about that.
No, that's a shallow town. You know that.
I don't know.
That's shallow. I mean, look, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga wrote a song about it called Shallow.
Yeah, listen.
From Stars Born.
Listen, I'm just saying they love Kobe.
I get it. But that to me...
Kobe's their guy.
Yeah, well, okay, he's your guy. Good for you. But it's not...
Comes in against our guy, we rally the troops.
See, I think that if LeBron came in and beat AI's record in the scoring race and was a member of another team, the Philadelphia fan would applaud him. Because they'd recognize that he went up to number 3 on the all-time points.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Kobe and LeBron were a bit of, you know, they weren't enemies, but they had a rivalry.
Yeah, I get it.
They had a rivalry. So it's not like, you know, the day that LeBron passes Kobe, Kobe's going to be in the stands, and it's going to be one of those, he passed my mark, and congratulations, LeBron. Kobe's like, bleep LeBron. This is my town.
Yeah, well, maybe they can get him a bass boat or something like they gave to Iverson when he retired. All right? I don't know. To me, it's shallow.
All right.
You're punishing LeBron in the town that he plays in now because he's been a great player. I mean, that seems really shallow and short-sighted of the Laker fans. But I don't expect anything less. They got that idiot Jack Nicholson sitting there. Yeah, is he still alive or is he like Weekend at Bernie's at these games?
He's
a stuffed suit. They prop him up in a chair to be like on display because everybody thinks he's still cool. He ain't cool anymore.
He's cool.
No, he ain't cool, Andrew.
Why are you hating on Jack?
Because I hate the whole scene out there. I've had enough of this L.A. crap.
It's cool. Right? New.
It's an East Coast world, L.A. Fall in line. They start their games at 10:30 on the East Coast.
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny because there's another question I have.
That was a long-winded answer, by the way.
I have another question. Actually, the question really was, I was using that as an example, the question really was, when is it okay to boo your own?
Well, when they screw up. LeBron didn't screw up by beating a guy in a record. When they screw up. If they go out there, like, because we're going to be faced with this with Bryce Harper. Whether he gets off to a good start or whatever, he's going to have he's going to have an 0-for-19.
Yeah.
And he's going to have 12 Ks.
You can't boo him.
No, you can, and people will.
I don't think you should boo him.
No, he should have a period of immunity.
He chose Philadelphia. At least get a year before you boo the guy.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I don't know if we'll get a year. He won't get it, but because there's idiots everywhere.
There should be, I'm just saying, the stadium shouldn't be in a throaty boo if the guy's in the slump.
Yeah. Now, will he get, like, when he comes up to bat, will they give him a, Bryce, like it'll sound like a boo? Because we have players that it sounds like a boo when we're actually cheering them.
Yeah,
and that confuses the national idiots.
Chooch.
Yeah, chooch. Carlos Ruiz hit a home run last at bat. Now they're booing him?
Nah, but I mean, I think people understand that now, right?
Locally they do. The national announcers, they use that as an excuse to rip us.
When Moose Johnson, they were the same Moose in Dallas.
Raul.
Yeah, Raul.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Giroux gets it a little bit.
G.
Yeah.
All roads back to G.
Well, the shoot. When you're the most accomplished star in the city, that's what happens.
Totally satisfied sexually.
610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. It is
most
the Midday Show.
Established star.
Well, yeah, he's done the most, statistically.
Oh, jeez.
He's only the second leading scorer in his sport over the last decade. No, he hasn't done anything. Why don't we trade him for nothing? Bag of pucks.
I think he's an ass face.
All right, stop with the Mikey miss. I don't need to hear his crap today either. He's in Florida. Out of sight, out of mind for me.
Yeah, you guys have been, it's been detente.
Well, maybe one-sided. Let's go to Joe and, is this Mequon?
Mequon?
Yeah, right next to Conshohocken, guys. How you guys doing?
Hi, Joe.
That's right next to Conshohocken. I never even heard of it.
Yeah, I came to see you guys at Andy's a couple times. Remember?
Yes, Joe.
Yeah, I didn't know you were from Mequon.
Yeah, exactly. And I, you know, Vancouver, too. I had a football point, but just on your question, Anthony, yes. I think we would cheer based on,
I agree.
Based on our experience with guys like Gail Murphy and Jim Tomey, who I think probably hit, did Murphy hit his 400th and Tomey hit his 600th? Here, it's not apples to apples because you didn't pass anybody.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, you're probably right. Except Kobe's different than LeBron. Like, what if our guy, right? Because the true scenario is our guy has a rival, and then later that rival comes to play here and passes our guy. That's really what it is.
The problem is that Kobe won multiple championships for them. We don't have a multiple championship guy.
Well, I know.
Yeah,
you
know, other than like Hound.
Yeah. Actually, my football point, you know, since it's Football Friday, though.
Yeah.
I haven't heard this. I haven't heard anybody talk about this, but I wanted to throw this out to you, Cuz, and you, Jay, because we're all invested in Carson. We put all our chips in there, obviously. The debate's over. And as you said, we got to get assets around Carson to make him successful. Left tackle, I think that's an issue because we have three left tackles, and all of them have gigantic question marks around them. Peters at the end of his career, Vitae, not sure he can do it.
Right.
Who knows if Mailata can play? Uh-huh. I want to go all in on Trent Brown, the Super Bowl winning left tackle. He's young; we can put him there basically for the rest of Carson's career.
It's a great thought. The only thing I would tell you is I don't know if that shatters their cap and whether or not they're the ones that know about Mailata, right? Because he's the wild card here.
Right.
I'm with you. Like, you know, Peters is at the end and, you know, Vitae, whatever. But Mailata could be the wild card that I don't know that only they know and they're not kind of, you know, putting that out there yet.
The only thing I want is I need a sure thing on the left side. And I don't care if that's Mailata or my side or even another year or two at JP. But if it's not, then I want to go get this guy. And we have right now, from what I saw yesterday, we have $18.8 million of cap space. And it looks like we're going to free up some more. This guy's not going to cost as much as, you know, guys like Brown or Le'Veon Bell. And I think it's a wise investment because you look at the guys like we've got, like, John Runyon and Jason Peters himself—they were great investments for us to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's a very good thought.
Yep.
You know.
Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Let's go.
Now, it's funny. There's a story that I just pulled up. Why the Texans should avoid Trent Brown? Kind of interesting. Said in 2018 alone. Because there's some talk about the Texans going after Trent Brown in a big way because they've had some issues protecting Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
They were the most sacked period. And he said that the Texans do, there's a thought that Belichick gives up on a guy, then he's not the guy. According to Pro Football Focus, he ranked 32nd.
Wow.
Among qualifying tackles with a grade of 71. Now, again, I'm just pointing out what's in the story. I understand exactly what Joe meant by solidifying left tackle. I'm just giving you what's out there. And he said that Brown had a relatively average season, and talk is that if Bill lets him go, he's really not the answer, and you're going to overpay for him.
Okay. Stands to reason.
Look, and that's just
coming from the story. Yeah,
I don't know.
Ian Potts tweets and he goes at Jason Murth, dude, you're a complete ass for trying to hate on Jack Nicholson. He's the definition of cool, and you're just an angry hockey fan that pretends to know b-ball. I love when people go that route. But I was kidding, obviously, about Jack Nicholson. He is cool. Okay, I'm ranting. I'm being ridiculous.
Yes,
because I think it's ridiculous.
Sometimes we need to be ridiculous.
Yeah,
to make you laugh. It's being the clown.
Having a little entertainment value here, Ian. But I do appreciate you going the really lazy route of I'm an angry hockey fan, because I think that's funny. I think that's really funny. Like I'm cracking up on the inside.
He's doing Jack right now.
Yeah,
I find that funny.
Do I amuse you? 610-632.
You sit there in that white suit of yours.
Oh, not quite what he said, but all right. We'll clean it up a little bit too, right? 610-632-0975. Who's going to do it? You, Lieutenant Weinberg?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I'll answer the question.
That's my favorite part is when they're at lunch.
Oh, yeah. 300.
There's nothing better than having to salute a woman in the morning.
I get it now. She outranks you, Danny. 610-632-0975.
He's dead. Don't I feel like the fool now?
Let's get back to Chickies and Pizza. After a quick timeout, we'll regroup, get our legs back under us, and we'll continue the dialogue here from Chickies and Pizza in Atlantic City at the Tropicana, all in advance of the Maxwell Football Club Awards. It is the Midday Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk about the uncles at Family Chrysler Dodge Ram. You might be in the market for a new vehicle. If so, I implore you, see the uncles. See the wisdom guys of the Delaware Valley. Uncle Greg's the one with the good tan. That even Gabe loves the Uncle Greg tan. Uncle Paul, go check him out. The spring sales event's going on at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram right now. Get ready for the spring weather with a new Jeep 4x4 Ram. Pick up, save 30% on a new truck, van, or Jeep. That savings up to $15,000. Only at Family, you get the lowest prices, plus oil changes, state inspections, and a loaner car at no charge. Buying experience, always fun, fast, and friendly. Best service after the sale. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer during the Jeep Freedom Days. Save 30%. And always remember, you know, Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, your family. You're more than a customer. In the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall for 3 generations. Online anytime. FamilyAutos.com. And see the uncles for details.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Earlier today with Gargano and Martinez.
You're wondering the question, are we still as Eagle obsessed?
I noticed it last week. Middle last week, Combine was headed into our way and there was no interest in the Combine. And I found it odd because we had always been in on the Combine. That's what it was.
And the rumors that came out of it.
That said, there was no interest here. We were obsessed with Sixers, Bryce Harper, little Flyers.
Bryce Harper again?
Go back, even this past season, now we're into it, but we weren't over the top. I think after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, that while we still love the sport, we love that team, we have lost our obsession.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson. Try their all-new Dietz Nuts Protein Pack Savory Sausage Snack. Learn more at DietzandWatson.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
All right, back live at Chickies and Pizza right here in Tropicana. Chickies and Pizza is magnificent.
I love it. I think we have the best seat in the spot in the whole joint, though, too. Could look like right in front of us, there's a bar. I see tons of taps. I see Bud and Lager, Coors Light, Miller Lite. This is what I drink. Heineken in there. Grab a Heine. Great TVs to my left, to my right, right in front of me. Boy, it's going to be jumping for the tournament.
Yeah, right? I got to tell you, I cannot wait. So next week, see, I always view February from the day after the Super Bowl to now as being a jail sentence.
Yeah.
Right? It's the worst time in sports. It's horrible.
If you got a week to live, this is the week you want because it takes forever.
It's terrible. There's nothing there, right? So it's awful. But it all begins next week because I like the conference tournaments. Anytime there's basketball on at noon on a weekday, I'm happy.
You're in.
All right? So we got conference tournament wall-to-wall next week, then Selection Sunday, then we got awesome tournament, baseball, the end of NBA, NHL, then playoffs. Like, it's just outrageous.
Yeah,
it's a great time.
Like, the cool thing about the
and
winners,
it all begins next week with the conference tournaments.
And Masters. And the one thing that's really cool about the NHL and NBA playoffs that I appreciate is this, is that the final two rounds of the NBA playoffs are fantastic. The first two rounds of the NBA playoffs a lot of times aren't great because it's a foregone conclusion, right? Because of the haves and the have-nots in the NBA. Whereas conversely, in the NHL, the first two rounds of the NHL playoffs are fantastic, and it depends on how it plays out. But so the first two rounds of the NHL playoffs are great, and the second two rounds of the NBA are great. So you have 2 months of insane playoff action.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I do like the first. See, I love the first two rounds of both.
Oh, do you? So you like it of the NBA, too?
Yeah, I do, because...
Well, you're a geek, this is why.
Yeah, because here's the deal. See, it's great. See, sports television is so much fun now.
Mm-hmm.
It's way better than it was back in the day. Because they stagger the games.
Yeah.
So, like, if you go like an NBA... And you're an NBA fan, you got a noon game on Saturday, then 3:30, then like 6.
And a late game.
Then 9:30, 10.
Yeah.
Right?
You get fed.
So, and then you intersperse that with hockey. So you got like NHL, NBA on all day.
Yeah.
For the first two rounds. You got baseball, your eyes go, you know. They glaze over because you just watch games all week.
Yeah, it's a great time of year. Now, I said this is the best seat in the bar here because we've got TVs all around us. But let me answer the one thing about this seat is we are in chairs at a table, a low table, regular table.
Yeah.
And in front of us, we got the high tops.
Yes.
And then, of course, at any restaurant, you got the booth.
Yes.
Now, are you a booth man?
Yes, I'm a booth man.
Wow. Boothman. Really?
Why shocked?
I didn't peg you. I pegged you as a high top table guy.
No, I like the booth.
Really?
Yeah,
okay. I love the booth.
Yeah, me too. I'm a big fan of the booth.
Well, when I go out with the wife and kids for dinner,
yeah.
If there'll be tables open.
If you have
open.
Kids, the booth is paramount.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you, because I will wait for a booth as opposed to taking a table right away.
Agreed.
Oh, you'll wait for the booth too?
Yep.
Well, you're a boothman.
I do. I love the booth.
All right. Not John Wilkes Booth.
No.
All right.
Who's the basketball player?
Calvin Booth. Out of Penn State.
That's right.
Yeah,
you'll wait longer for a booth?
I will.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll wait.
I'd do that too.
I'll go like a nice 12 to 18 minute wait for the booth as opposed to going to the table right away. Especially at a breakfast.
Did you
mention
Phil Booth?
Phil Booth, yeah. I mentioned him earlier.
Right.
I think we were off the air when I mentioned him, but yeah.
I'm with you. I do like the belly up to the bar.
Yeah, see, when I'm drinking, as I will be tonight, going to have a few cocktails tonight. It's rare for me, so I like to have the option of sit or stand.
What's the ceremony?
No, nothing's big. We're just going out for drinks tonight. Your lady's got a little cabin fever, so we planned a little night
nice.
Out. Yeah, so we're going to head out into the great Dub C tonight and, you know, belly up to a
bar. You
got to
go shot for shot? Because I know your wife can drink a little.
No. With my wife? No, you insane? You've seen that party.
I have.
Yeah. She's an all-star performer. Yeah, she's fun. I'm like a stick in the mud. I'll be home by 9:30. I'll take an Uber home myself.
Oh, she stays out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be passed out when she gets home.
Really?
Well, I'll be 4 hours into REM sleep by the time she comes through the door.
She stays out?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, hello. You stay. I'm gone. I go Uber myself home.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's weird. You don't come home together?
No, I don't want to be out till midnight or 2 a.m.
Yeah, see, I'm a late night crawler. Like I like the after hour.
You're a night crawler?
Yeah, I like the after hour places, and then Chinatown at 4:30. That's my kind of night.
And then over to the Oregon Diner for some some eggs over.
I like to come home in the somewhere around 4:35,
just before light.
Yeah,
first light.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, see, I can't.
That's a
do
good
that.
Night.
Yeah, I can't do that. She.
The later the
that.
Night, the better the night. I've always thought.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
So you're a quantity guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. See, I just
it means that if you're having a good time.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. As soon as I'm at the bar and they say, "Hey, we need to remove these tables because so they can fit more people in," I go on the app and I order the Uber. I'm gone.
Wow.
I'm out of there.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Right out. Right out the door.
That's when the party
wow.
starts.
Irish
man.
Exit too, man.
Oh, you're one of those guys?
Don't even tell
Are
anybody.
Are you serious?
Yep. Go on. See you later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't have that game like I used to.
You don't do the Irish exit?
Yeah. What do I need to say goodbyes for? Nobody's going to remember it anyway. They're staying out drinking. They're not going to remember me leaving.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. It's a nice item, the Irish exit, because I can always, like, the next day I can say, "Oh no, I left at 12:30. Oh, so by 10.
You don't do the Irish exit with your friends.
No, not with my friend. Only with the old lady.
And she just stays out?
Oh, yeah. Well, she'll be with other people there. Like, no, her brother will come out.
I'm not saying she's staying out to hook up. I'm saying she's staying out. Like,
yeah. 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 She'll be out all night. I want to dance. Go ahead. Have fun. Break a leg. Just don't call me. All right? Take an Uber to the ER. 610-632-09.
I'm a
catch.
You are. Don't call me.
She'd like to catch and release me, like right back into the ocean.
Oh, it's hysterical. Just
throw me back. All right, give me another of the Friday Five.
Okay. Here we go. Give me your Eagles off-season wish. If you have one wish and the genie comes up and says, "All right, you have an Eagles off-season wish," what is it?
Oh, man, this is hard because this is like evolving now. The Antonio Brown situation, to me, and now all of a sudden you're going to get rid of Michael Bennett. So I got to figure D-line into this. And we talked to Mike Garafolo. We don't know if Chris Long's coming back. We know Brandon Graham is.
Well, you're going to have, you know, Brandon Graham and Derek Barnett as your ends.
Yeah.
So
you need some rotational in
you
there.
You do.
So.
I agree.
I want to come – My one wish for the Eagles this offseason, if I'm limiting it to one, is to get a sure-handed speed receiver.
Huh.
That's not Mike Wallace, because I don't believe in it. I want that guy either to come via trade.
I agree.
Or free agency.
I like
or the
that.
Draft. I prefer via trade or free agency because I want the known commodity of that going into the season, because that excites me. That elevates my heart rate if I know I have that element in today's NFL.
The only problem is you're not getting, you're not going to get a supreme talent.
Yeah, but I need to know I have a guy that's going to be good.
Let me ask you this.
Better than like Torrey Smith was.
Let me ask you this, because it's funny how things work out. I was in a bar.
No.
In Beverly Hills.
All right.
And there's a guy that I encountered through somebody else who is very close with DeSean Jackson. Mm. And he really wants to come back here.
DeSean does?
Yes.
All right.
And DeSean is a different guy now.
He's matured.
You know, when he was here, admittedly, he was not the best practice guy, and you know,
he's on the AI trajectory
had
of
certain issues and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he's tightened it all up. He's buttoned up, and he really wants to play here.
All right, maybe wants to go full circle.
Are you interested? Free agent.
Now, DeSean at this point is 32 years old. He'll be 33 on December 1st. He hasn't really lost a step. I mean, his speed's still there.
How many games did he give you last year?
12. He had 41 catches in 12 games, 774 yards, 4 touchdowns. He hasn't had a 1,000-yard season since his last year in Washington. But, yes, I do grab DeSean.
So you're interested in DeSean?
Yeah, because I think it's not because it's a good story, but because I think that he wants to come here with one thing in mind. To bring it full circle, and finish what he didn't finish year before by winning, and I think he'll fall in line.
Well, I said the same thing. I said, listen, you know, he's down, like he wants to win. He's ready to go, and he'll give you 100%. And the guy was like, and he was friends with somebody else. We were all there together.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's with Deshaun. Deshaun's a Cali guy. So he's like, yeah, man. He's ready to go and the whole thing. And he's in, you know, great shape. And he's taking care of his body. And you know, he had this epiphany. And I was like, yeah. I go, dude, I'm in. We'll pass the word along.
Okay. Well, I would do it. I absolutely would do it. It's not often in sports you can go back and have it work out.
Well, the Flyers tried a lot, yeah.
Well, who'd they try with, other than JVR?
Bringing guys back?
Yeah. They'd sign the wrong guy at the wrong time. No, but
they brought stints. I mean, Hextall. I mean, you go back in time, they've had a lot of guys come back.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, the Sixers did it with Iverson. That really didn't work out.
No.
So, very rarely does that work in sports.
But I'd do it.
I would do it, too. And he would fit the need. Now, what's his contract situation? Is he a free agent? He's a 100% free agent right now?
So, I'd certainly talk to him.
All right. So, here's what he made last year. Actually, he's under contract this year. 2019, he's got a $10 million base salary. Potential out, though. It was a two-year deal. So, he's going to be a free agent.
Yes.
So, you pay him, what, $7.5 million? Incentive?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
All right. I'm in. I'm with you. 610-632-0975. That's a great question for the Friday Five. Let's go to Owen in Glassboro in the Fanatic. How you doing, Owen?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Hey,
So let me tell you something real quick about L.A. before I talk about the Eagles. So people in L.A. are super-duper fake. Say a person doesn't want to do something with you in L.A. They'll say, oh, sure, I'll get with you next week. Philly, New York, they'll just tell you right to your face, nah, bro, we're not hanging out. Like, I'm good. Like, you go do what you're going to do.
Yeah.
That's the difference in Philly and L.A. L.A. is so fake. We clap for Boban getting 2 points on his first 2 points here. Okay, we support our team so heartily. And Bryce Harper, in his repeated reports, seems to fully understand this. They will cheer me when I'm balling. They will boo me when we're not. So we need to go out there and ball. And that's how we are. Philadelphia is a true sports town. L.A., half the people in those stands are rich boofity boofs that don't know nothing about sports and getting free tickets from Comcast Center or something stupid, okay? Regular people can't even afford tickets to get to the Lakers game right now. So boo them for booing him and not supporting somebody breaking a record. It's silly. That's what sports is out there in L.A. It ain't real. But over here, I'm upset about letting go of Bennett. He was a pit bull on our line. I got to believe in Howie because I love Howie, but I don't know what we're doing out here in the streets. Brandon Graham, I'm tired of giving legacy money. I love the Super Bowl. I love y'all. I love Nick Foles. But at some point, you got to say bye to people. Brandon Graham, four tackles last year.
Four sacks last year, yeah.
I can't remember one play he had last year. I remember like 19 plays that Bennett had good when he got those cheap calls. I remember the impact that he made. Right now, my mind's fresh. So how you going to let this bro? I don't know what we do. We got to do something. Can we get a 2-for-1? That's my wish. Can we get a 2-for-1 on the draft? Can we get 2 first rounds? One, that's my wish.
No, listen, you make a great point, Owen, about Bennett. Bennett was a beast in the second half of the season. And, you know, BG, as much as we love him, Bennett outperformed BG.
What did you think of that extension for Brandon Graham? To me, like, I'm not a nostalgic guy. Like, I don't want to hang on to a guy because he had the strip sack of Brady in the Super Bowl. I appreciate it, but I'm pretty cold. Like I said before, like, hey, I love everything that Nick Foles did here, but, hey, I'm moved on. Like, I'm good, dude. See ya. Like, go to Jacksonville. Good luck to you. Or go to the Giants. I don't care.
Yeah, I feel you.
But
I feel you, man. I think it's legitimate to talk. Like, I mean, look, if I'm Michael Bennett and I go, you just paid BG, that's, the, you know, basically that was my contract, right? Mm-hmm. And if I'm Michael Bennett, I'm going, well, who had a better year?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it depends on who they're more comfortable with. They know BG.
Yeah, and they know the elements on and off the field.
Yeah, and look, Michael Bennett didn't do anything.
No.
I mean, he was fine. I thought he was a good team guy and played well. But, you know, if he wants a raise, that's not going to, you know, you're either going to pay Brandon Graham, or you're going to pay Bennett, or the other.
And they already made that
decision. And they chose
that. Yeah. I don't love the Brandon Graham extension. I really don't. Like, they gave Kelsey a one-year extension to 2021. They extended Isaac Seumalo. I get these are depth things. Kelsey's not. He's a starter, but I guess that puts to rest that his consideration of retirement. But Seumalo, I get it. You need to have offensive line depth. All the other ones I'm kind of fine with. The Brandon Graham one's a bit of a head-scratcher for me, because mm-hmm. I thought they were going to move on. And we know back in the Joe Banner day, it was a hard and fast rule. When you got to a certain age, they weren't going to bring it back because it's a depreciating return. Now, I mean, this year, they hung on to Darren Sproles, barely got on the field. Hang on to Jason Peters, couldn't stay on the field.
Right.
Eventually, you got to turn the page over to younger guys that are cheaper and hope that you drafted well and scouted well, and you're in a good situation.
I'll tell you the guy that I have no interest in bringing back. There's a guy that I'm rooting does not come back.
That's Nelson Aguilar.
Yes.
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
I just said, I pick up your vibe sitting next to you for 20 hours a week.
I think he's due $9 million this year.
Yeah, not getting an Eagles stamp on that thing. I wouldn't pay for that.
Not at all.
You can
recruit
over him. Let me ask you about, I got a really intriguing question for you. You got the Friday Five, but I got a really intriguing question. With everything going on around the NFL and what the Eagles need and what they have, and you consider what guys make and you need some cap space, you pull the trigger on a deal with Zach Ertz to get a number one pick around number 19 in the draft because you have Dallas Goedert?
Look, I would do that. I mean, I love Zach Ertz.
Mm-hmm.
But
value higher than it's ever going
to
be in.
But it is repetitive to have Dallas Goedert. And there's two guys that are great pass-catching tight ends that aren't going to block for you. So, I'd much rather have a more balanced attack than go, you're going to devise something with 12 personnel and try to figure it out. I just assume.
Yeah, it's not Hernandez and Gronk.
No.
Because those two players complemented each other on the field because while they were both dynamic, they were both different in skill set.
Correct.
So,
yes,
Goddard's the younger version.
My answer to you is yes.
Yeah, I would too. I absolutely would consider that too. And I love Zach Ertz. This isn't like saying I'm not a Zach Ertz.
Problem is, what do you pay for a tight end?
Well, would that set an NFL record with 113 catches last year?
No, he's a great tight end, but
yeah.
What do you pay for the position?
That's a good question. I don't know I know the answer. There's other guys shaking free now across. I think Carlos Hyde is now available. Did I see that right?
See, backs you'll always get. You can always get pluck backs.
Mm-hmm.
Tight ends, though, what do you what's the going rate? How high a pick would you trade? Would you trade Zach Ertz to the Rams?
For
a first-round pick? Now, it's a late pick.
Yeah, and he's a
but the Rams
guy.
Would love Zach Ertz, and they would give you their first round pick for Zach Ertz. Would you do that?
At Stanford too.
Would you get now? It's a late pick, Robbie Brinkman. You do that? He says hell no.
I think I might. I think I still
you would.
Yeah, because again, I still have the same problems. I have two guys in a redundant skill set. And getting a first round pick in the NFL, albeit 29th or whatever, is still first-round pick. And when you need players, you need players. And the good thing about that, too, Ant, is now you're not paying Ertz. You got another player. You got a first-round pick. And first-round picks make a lot less money than Zach Ertz.
Yes.
So there's a couple of different trickle-down areas where it helps you.
Yeah, I don't do it, but I hear you.
All right, 610-632-0975. Look at this. For the first time all week, actually, we have a wide-open board. Bring the Heat's coming up at the top of the hour, but we're going to go through more of the Friday Five, and we're asking the question, are you still obsessed with Eagles football? If you are not, why not? Is it a byproduct of the other three teams? Is it a byproduct of the Super Bowl, some combination thereof? We'll check our poll question coming up as well. 610-632-0975.
And the early question, if you remember, which was Brett Brown, according to one of our faithful listeners, is dampening his season.
And I agree with him. That's Violations Greg. It is the Midday Show. We're Chickies and Pete's Tropicana. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk a little about Bagster. Who are we going to put in the Bagster today? You want to put the L.A. Laker fans, or you want to put LeBron?
That's a good... No, I'm fine with LeBron. He's just doing what he's supposed to do. Score. I put the Laker fans in there. Put Jack in the Bagster.
No, I'm not putting Jack. I go, no. I love Jack. I'm a Jack fan.
All right.
I'm not putting Jack in the Bagster now. Listen, the Bagster, though, as we approach spring ahead, is an important time of the year. Because soon the weather will break, and soon you'll be like, all right, you know, the whole winter, we got to get the house ship shape. What are we doing? We're going to do a little what? Spring cleaning. And if you're going to do spring cleaning, you have to have the Bagster. A 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot and Lowe's and local home improvement stores everywhere for just $29.99. That's right. The Bagster bag holds 3,300 cubic pounds. Yo, oh, man. It can handle any job. If you're a contractor and you're getting ready to go back to work, make sure you got the Bagster. It's so much better than one of those steel, nasty steel drums. They all get stinky and wet and the whole thing. The Bagster bag, it's a bag. And it's on demand. You call Waste Management. They come take it away for you in just seconds. Go to TheBagster.com to find the store nearest you for more details. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh, jeez. All right, it's 12:53. A lot of chickies and peas right here in the fabulous Tropicana down the shore.
It's you and I have the date night crab fries with a cheese thing on each side. Are we going to share a milkshake with 2 straws next?
Let's do it.
Black and white? You a black and white guy?
No.
Oh, I am.
Are you?
I love a black and white milkshake.
I got one or the other.
Oh, okay. You're an aristocrat.
I like either the bean or the chocolate, like one or the other.
All right.
Or the strawberry.
I like to take all, I'm like the United Nations. I take them all.
I like separate.
All right.
Nice, because if
separate
you're,
but equal?
You're blending the blending the tastes.
Yeah, for the perfect milkshake.
Yeah, but if you just go with the bean, I want the bean.
Yeah. My daughter asked me
or
the other day.
Or I want the chocolate, whatever you want.
My daughter asked me the other day, I was picking up Wendy's because, you know, it was my turn to cook.
So you went to Frosty.
Yeah, she goes, Dad, do they have vanilla Frosty? And I said, yeah. She goes, can I have a vanilla? I said, no.
she said no
why?
To her?
Yeah, she goes, why? And I go, because nobody gets a vanilla Frosty.
What are you talking about?
And I said, no, you can't have a vanilla. You have to get chocolate. I wouldn't let her get it.
That's
good parenting.
That's harsh.
No, but I mean, who wants a vanilla Frosty?
It's better than the chocolate.
What?
Yes.
All right, you can just see yourself out. Is Egan there?
No, he's not
can
here.
Can we tap in the...
That's actually a big debate.
The 4'10" left-hander?
It's a big debate that Devon Givens has, the vanilla versus the chocolate frosting.
I've heard that before with Devon.
Oh, really?
I think he's a vanilla man as well.
Yeah, get out. He's fired.
I agree.
No wonder you're doing the show tonight for Devon.
Vanilla Frosty all the way, man. Come on. it's better when you dip the fries in the vanilla Frosty.
Stop it. This is heresy. Stop. You're losing points, Andrew.
I'm gaining points. The audience knows it.
All right, let's...
By the way, don't forget, Andrew, tonight, 6 o'clock to 8, leading into...
I just forgot.
Sixers Rockets.
See, I like that better, Anthony, what you say, not what Jason says.
I just forgot that he's on. Let's go to Phil in Bristol. Bring the heat coming up in 5 minutes. What's up, Phil? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Listen, you guys are going to have a call line lit up, man, if Jason keeps talking like that about trading Ernst.
I agree.
Man, I knew that wasn't from Anthony, man. I'll tell you
Anthony
that right now.
Anthony, agree with me, Phil.
No, not at all.
He didn't? Okay, maybe you want to get
for the
your
Rams.
Ernst check,
listen,
too.
Listen, not for the Rams pick.
Right,
the
30th
pick for Ernst.
Here's what I said. I don't do it for the Rams. I do it for a top five pick, but nobody's going to give you... Nobody's going to give you a top five pick.
Yeah, but he said for the tight Rams. End. Okay, he
no,
got
no,
the
I
Rams
said
there.
I would consider it.
I would not do it to the Rams. I said that. I made it clear. I would not do it.
Yeah, my reservation there, Phil, is twofold. One is obviously it's a very late pick in the first round, but the second part of it is that it's a team that you want to try and overcome too.
Yeah, you don't want to go with the Rams, so that's where you went off. But don't
I'd rather go to the AFC.
Your line
Phil.
Is going to be lit up. You lit it up good, and that's good. But listen,
But Phil, I got a tweet here from a guy too that says, "I think it might be time to change the channel because you're talking about trading a top two tight end in the league in his prime."
Yeah,
come on, man.
Whatever.
Patrick says that, but Phil, sometimes you have to
trade
have
Giroux? Would you trade Giroux right now? Giroux's playing well. I wouldn't get rid of Giroux.
Totally satisfied. You know?
Okay. Well, let's talk about that, Phil.
I don't want to talk hockey. I don't want to talk
hockey. Well, you brought it up. Don't sit there and say it, then I don't want to talk about it.
What do you got?
If I get a fair return, I do.
Let's talk about Charlie Manuel.
No, let's not, Phil. You're gone. I'm done with him. If he wants to act like a disrespectful ass, then he's gone.
I don't think he was being disrespectful.
No, but you can't bring it up. I would trade Drew in a heartbeat if I got a return.
He just wanted to get his baseball point in.
Well, his baseball point, he can get it on the Turnpike in Bristol. Tim in Quakertown's on the Fanatic.
No, that guy was too much.
He's an ass.
He wasn't trying to be disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
He was a little rough for Bristol. Route 13 can be tough, man. But I want to talk about Anthony's point about the obsession with the Eagles.
Yes.
Because I've been giving this a lot of thought. And I don't think, Anthony, that it's we've lost our obsession. I think it's that as fans, we think we're like the GMs. Like, we watch the draft. We think we can make better picks than Howie and them. And they proved us wrong, you know, by winning the Super Bowl. They made the right pick. So for me, I'm like, I don't have to be obsessed with now because I can trust these guys. I don't have to hammer them Sunday morning on, oh, you should have took this guy or we should have gone for that guy. So that's where I'm at with it.
That's the whole fun of this sport is, you know, you don't just give it over blindly.
I'm still watching the combine, right?
Timmy, you love football. I've talked to you before.
Oh,
you're
yeah,
football
absolutely.
Man. Like
yeah.
You can't, you know. And let me just preface this because I like Howie too, but I trust no one implicitly.
Oh yeah, I mean I'm not giving them. You know, I'm just saying I got more trust. I mean, I don't want to walk it back a little bit, but I'm still watching the combine. I'm still doing everything. I'm not as obsessed with it, you know. But I think it's more because I trust them.
I got you. I got you.
But I wanted to throw a radical idea off you guys right quick because me and my boys were having some bar talk last week. So we were talking about, like, come up with a crazy idea for sports. So, and I'm a hockey guy. You know, that's my number one. So I said that they should have, like, the NIT Stanley Cup playoffs. So, like, any team that doesn't make that, they should have NIT. But the thing is, you can only use your bottom six forwards, and it's a 3-on-3. And the way the Flyers are made up as an organization, they'd be a dynasty.
In the NIT?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a ridiculous idea, but okay.
That's what I'm saying. It's radical. I just wanted to throw it out there. I know Jason's a little more conservative about it, but...
No, I mean, look, 3-on-3, there's so much ice to cover that you just would kill guys.
Right.
So I get what you're saying. Like
a goon version. A short version.
Yeah, but why do I want to watch 3-on-3 with my bottom six forwards?
I'm just throwing crazy things out there, brother.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just saying, if I'm watching 3-on-3 especially, I want to see the skill guys.
Well, no, but my point being is you didn't make the real playoffs. So you go to the Bobo playoffs.
Okay. Well, there's not really any goons anymore either, but... All right, well, look, you're right, Tim. It's a radical idea. I don't think it's a particularly good one, but... Hey, you know when they say there's no such thing as a bad idea? I don't know if I agree with that anymore.
Nah, we're all sports nerds. I just throw crazy things out there.
Nah, all right. I see what you're saying. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, brother, enjoy the 3-on-3 with the goons this weekend, all right?
Hey, you going to be there?
I'm not a goon. I'm never tough enough to be a goon, brother. Appreciate it. All right, Tyreek on I-95 is a little upset with me. What's up, Ty? How are you?
What's going on, Jason? Man.
What's up, buddy?
What's your sister for, Jason? Come on, man. He wasn't disrespectful. He just wanted to get his point across, but he felt like the point you made.
But it's a discussion, Ty. Like, if you want to get your point across, and then he asked me a question and then didn't allow me to answer it. And he did it in a way that jabbed me, like, oh, you going to trade Giroux? Well, yeah. If I can get a fair return, then absolutely. Because I would love to trade a 31-year-old guy and get a young return for it, which was the point of the Zach Ertz conversation. But his brain couldn't go there. Phil, you know, he doesn't have the depth of knowledge or ability to go to that second level of thinking. He lives on the periphery. I don't.
Gotcha. No, I actually just got in the car. I just heard what you said. What was the point behind it? Why do you figure you want to trade Ertz?
We didn't say. I just said, would you consider it if you get a number one?
He said, would you trade him? And I said, the only team that would give you, I'd say a team that would trade would be the Rams, but it's a late pick. Would you do it? Jay said, yeah, I would not. I said, the only way I would do it is I get a top five pick, but nobody's going to give you a top five pick for a tight end.
But your basis for doing that is you're banking on Goddard, then, basically.
Yeah, he's a younger, cheaper version because you have other areas. So what it does, it gives you a first-round pick, and it also frees up some money for you.
Okay,
so it's a twofold effect.
I was just trying to figure where you got that from, because, you know, that ain't make too much sense to me neither. But, you know, that's what was going on.
We're spiffballing here.
Let's play devil's advocate 1 second.
Okay.
Would you trade Ertz, because I would do this, for the 7th pick in the draft that you would go draft Josh Jacobs from Alabama?
Yeah, I mean, if Jacobs is what he's cracked up to be, I just can't go with running backs, especially from Alabama. But, you know, if he's what he's cracked up to be, I kick the tires only banking on Goddard, though.
Well, right, because you're making the assessment that you can go forward with Goddard and you're filling a need with Jacobs.
True. But now I'm going to say...
Because I would do that in a second.
Right. But now we're talking Jacobs. With the Tevin Coleman piece in the equation... Would that even be something that you would consider?
I would prefer, Jacobs. I love the Tevin Coleman thing, but that's because we're talking about something unrealistic. This is a barroom talk.
Yeah,
Zach Ertz, first of all, nobody would trade a top 10 pick for a tight end.
No.
You're not trading top 10 pick for Zach Ertz. The whole point is about draft picks and top 10 picks. It's about pay.
Cost certainty, yeah.
Correct. So with your top, you got to hit on your top 10 picks because you have them under cost control.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that would never be done, because no matter, Ertz is good and he is a top 3 tight end in the league, but it's the position and it's the money that you have to pay for.
If Green Bay came to you and offered you the number 12 pick, would you do it
for Ertz?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Because, I mean, it's outside of the top 10, a quarterback that, and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but it's 12, and it's a value. 12 is a valuable pick.
Yeah, because you have the ability at 12 to do a couple of things.
Right.
Move up,
I'm just not doing it for a late first-round pick. I don't, you know. Now I get into a position where I don't want to do that because he's more valuable than a late-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And, that pick becomes somewhat uncertain when you look at who's taken in that spot. When you're looking at the top 12, top 14, those are hit-on picks.
Yeah, that's top half of the first round. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from Chickies and Pete's inside the Tropicana on a Football Friday.
Before we get to bring the heat.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons now questionable for tonight. He's got the... The gastro.
Gastrointestinal?
Yes. So Ben Simmons now questionable for tonight.
You know what I fear? What do I fear? That this is a throwaway game.
Just rest everybody up.
In the same vein that the Rockets threw away the game against the Sixers here, if you recall. Because all they had was Harden. I'm afraid of the same thing. No Joe, and Ben, bad spot.
Put all your money on the Rockets tonight.
Let me see what the numbers reflecting on that. So no Joe, no Ben.
Right now the number is, we have it here. Oh, it's off the board.
Oh, they took it off for now?
Huh?
All right, let's see if I can give you an updated one. Because I think that Robbie gave that to you a little while ago, right?
Yep.
7.5 for Houston. Opened at 6.5. Was up to, oh no. Yeah, it was up to 8.5. Matter of fact, it's at 8 at some places.
Wow.
But 7.5 right now is the consensus number for the Sixers tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do for your appointment viewing tonight, Anthony?
I'm still in.
Still in? All right.
No, I still watch.
All right, let's get to Bring the Heat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.